sense.
Faut juste envie moi. Wo wir sind mit sagt das. Of course the second that's the rest. That's cause when you have is inside for Hector. So those two things, there's mamoshes and there's the tam. Mamoshes make it the bottom row, last you have exclusions. They didn't have nice and tam. Nice time the Gemara discusses how much is it? Things that machlok is 2 man. The Yomim, is it shishim? Is it 60? Or is it meyer? Is it 100? The Gemara says both of them are loymin from the same makar from Zoreh b'Sheila. We have a nozer, the things are carbon. He has an ayil. The Zoreh gives the kohen. The rest of the leg, the soul eats over here. They get cooked together. So how the world is the tam of the Zoreh that goes into the regal? Is he soul eating it? So Gemara brings down that the first man Yomim he holds the case of shishim. You judge the boss of atzamos. Verse the boss of Atzalos, and therefore there's not necessarily this time over here, therefore it's mutter. The other man Yomah says, no, we dropped Atzalos, we look at the Bosser versus the Bosser, and therefore that shear is a shear of 100, Meyah, and therefore that's the Makor we get the idea of Meyah. So we have 60 or 100, and we have the idea of learning out from Zoreh b'Sheila. So first question, first Pshat in the Sugyo, the Rishonim, yes, the Rashi, the Ritva, discussing bones and meat, what happened to the water? What happened to the other things that get cooked with it? The pashas could cook bishul is with water. What happened with the water over here? So you could say, as the Rashi says in one teretz, means there is water. It means the basar with the water, and that's almost, they left it out, a little bit missing. The way how the Rashi gives the second teretz, the Ritva says, it means that malach is the lab dafka to bishul. You can even do a case of tzli. Tzli is called bishul. And therefore, in the case, no water. So since you have an option to decide with bishul, decide tzli. And since it's shaykh without the way, so we're only judging the case of Basar Batzomois versus Basar Batzomois, or Basar versus Basar. First Pshat in the Sugyo. Nigea to us is, coming up from the Sugyo, is what's the halacha of Batzomois? Are we at Mistarif Batzomois of Issa to Isser, or Heter to Isser, or Issa to Heter? How do you look at bones over here? So the Pashas, the way the Pimgonomy starts off, and since they das space, he starts off, there are four sheetahs over here. Besim, there are four shitas with an Esaf of a shita and a demdem, the Rosh shita. So really there are five here, they call it 4 plus 1. Really five ideas over here, but 4 plus 1. Go the order of the Kriyam Ganam. He says there are four shitas over here. First shita, the Torah brings down Yesh Oimim, which is the Ramban shita. They read our sugyo, we pass can, everyone knows 60 or 100, we pass can 60. No one heard the idea, even 100. Now in that, the Chiddush, the Pesach Torah brings down, Kuvta Zayin Yerodaya to get to the Sugil of Sakon at the end, because people are machb against the number of 60. Come on, Epicurus, why are we passing 60?
I.
What?
They
it says anything more than 60. I would have said maybe more than 100, because at least be chosh for that man Yomar. Sounds like anything, we know 60. That's a Kabbalah, where's the Rashi Lach Moshe Messinai? Anything more than 60, the Maestro, that's where we go. What's the 60? The Gemara says very clearly, what's the, how do we judge? We say Basavat Samois versus Basavat Samois. That means a simple understanding. Atzamos of Isser, Atzamos of Chazer is Mitzarev to Isser. Atzamos of Heter, Kosher Meat, Mitzarev to Heter. That's the Rabban Shita over here. The Meiri seems to go Meikar Din this way. The Sefer Heter goes this way. Come on, Rabban, they ask, we have a Lachan and Trumois. That discusses, you have a Klipa, you have the shells of the knots. And the one that Malin is a Heter. You have Trum over here with Heter. With kids of Orlo, with Heter, Trum with Heter. And you want me to mal it, the loch is by Shumi Nil 100. Do you count the shells together with the knots? And which shells do you count? It says the loch and Nilch Shumas. That we're Mitzarek, not only the shells of the Heter, but the shells of the Isser also is given Malo to make the number of 100. That means it sounds like that Samos the Isser is Mitzarek to Heter. Vekhti Ramban, the chords against Machlik is Badli, Bristol Yishalmi. Do we look at the Atzamos or the Klipos on what side of the Isser? Look at Isser with Isser, Isser with Heter. Says the Ban, very simple. That's the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi tells the Machloikis, we pass like the Bavli. The Bavli, we don't go this way, we pass in the Gedder Shishim. Atzamos versus Atzamos of Isser versus Heter, we equate one with another. Basav Atzamos versus Basav Atzamos. And therefore, the Lachas, we follow the Bavli. That means the first sheet is, the Sugula Fanenu, the Pashtus is, the Lach is, Atzamos of Isser is Mitzarev to Isser. Atzamos of Heter, Mitzarev to Heter, Poshut. Atzal Hasheni, Bakaret, Kamalom, the Rash, Ben Shimshon, Kamalom, the Rosh, the Torah brings it down. It says, no, the Ika Loch is Fakert, is the Yishalmi. That not only is Atzamos of Isser, is not Mitzarev to Isser, is Mitzarev to Heter, Pung Fakert. I am myself, what did you have a Sugya? Ashugya says, not that way. He says that by now everyone knows the Sugya is not a real Joshua. fact, Tosfos in the Rishonim, the case of Aser gives mimba mina afilu ba'el mimba mina v'lachas batal b'roiv. You cannot learn out shishim. Cannot learn out Aser give nice and tam. You cannot learn out meyo. Elamai says Rashi, it's a simon ba'alma, the smachta ba'alma. But it's not a real drasha over here. Since it's not a real drasha, it's only a simon over here, a concept that we're comparing it to. Therefore, the ikar loch is the mitzvah, what it says in the Yerushalmi, and that tzomos of Isser is like the kibbutz of Truma, mitzav to chulin, mitzav to the case of Heter. And that's how the Rashba goes in Torah Sabayis. I got to look at the Rashba in the Chedushim, he went like the Ramban, but Torah Sabayis, the mitzvah, he went like this Rosh and Rashba, Rosh and Rabbeinu Shimshon, that mitzvah of Isser is mitzav to Heter with two limitations, this says the Rashba and the Rosh. They say, number one, in the case when there's moich over here, abada, the moich is going to be mitzarif to the iser. I mean, that's discussing the bones, but in the bones there is moyach. Moyach is marrow. Marrow inside of the bones of iser, abada mitzarif to the iser, number one. And number two, he says, let's say, this case we were discussing, you put a raw piece of meat inside. But let's say you already cooked this chazda by itself, and therefore you have this bone over here with a piece of chazda attached to it. Now, you're not sure what size it was originally, and therefore it shrank. When you cook things, usually it shrinks. Therefore, now that some of us have beliefs of Isser inside, then that some of us have Isser mitzarif to Isser. So the Rash and Rosh say two exceptions. Number one, the moich itself, and number two, when you cook it before and by itself, without putting it inside the raw. The third sheet over here is coming from the Azura. He's building from the Rosh and the Rash, and he really agrees with them that you're right, the Ikkar is really the Shalmi. However, he comes along and says, the Isser, the end of the day, is not mitzarif, not like the Ramban, not the Isser. And the Isser is not mitzarif, not like the Rosh Tehter. What is it? It's nothing. It's powerful. Zero over here. It's neutral. That's almost a Heter and mitzarif Tehter. But Tzomus of Isser is nothing. Zero. We'll have to get to the Sfor. Why that's so? Manashok. How mitzarif, that's almost a Heter being mitzarif. We'll get to the Sfor. But the study says that Tzomus of Isser is not mitzarif, not the Isser, and not Tehter. That's how the Azura, the Gisla Fnenu is, the Goshai Dura, Moral Menhogim, that's how they go. The fourth Shito, coming with Beis Yosef, he has Hagoyis, his own Beis Yosef, called the Betek Avayis. And the two Betek Avayis is one that that's the Ra'ah, a Yipirish on the Rajba's Torah Avayis. They live at the same time as the Rajba, that they wrote upon each other. The Ra'ah wrote on the Rajba, and then the Rajba wrote back upon him. In the Mishmeres Abayis, and then there's a Bedek Abayis in the Beis Yosef. That's his Aislatus he wrote afterwards. So the Bedek Abayis of the Beis Yosef, he comes along and he brings down Rabbeinu Avram ben Asamal. He is brought down from the Bnei Ruchim that he comes along and says an idea over here. The Be'etzem Atzomus of Isser Namistarf Deter. Not only that, even Atzomus of Heter, you want Mitzarf that he's being most machmer. Says for the Raises no. The case over there, Shloim Mina, he would not come and starve it. If it's a case of mimba mina, the matar is batal b'roiv. Except we need shishim d'rabbanon. Or in a case of min shloim mina, but the kefela taste it says there's no taste of iss over here, and then we want to have the get of shishim over here. In that case, d'rabbanons or chumras, then on mitzarif at somos of heter to heter. Otherwise, not given mitzarif at all. That means the kids are those are the four. Sheet is very simple. Again, we have either a ban sheet or a pasuk of asugyo, somos of iss mitzarif to isser, heter to heter. We have the Rash and the Rosh to follow the Yishalmi, that Tzomos of Isser is Mitzarif Deter, the Polskil Tzomos of Heter Deter. We have the Erzeruah, that the Loch is that at Tzomos of Isser is powerful, and Heter is Mitzarif Deter. The most Chomedek Ashita of Ben Avram, that the Tzomos of Heter, we're not Mitzarif even to Heter, unless it's a Chumo case of Dorabon, case of Mimbe Minoi. Those are the four Shitas that how the Pigmonim sets off the Arba Deus here. However, there's Nocha Deus. Again, called an addendum upon the four shitas, because it's not that totally zibaza. To come along, we can really have an option over here. What bones are we discussing in our cases? There are soft bones and there are hard bones. The bones that have lachlukas inside, the ones that do not have lachlukas inside. The way the Ilum sets it up, they call it, is it meat bones versus chicken bones? Now the Baal Shulchan says that's about it, not true. There can be chicken bones that are hard, there can be meat bones that are soft, but that's the easy way of saying it over. Based on the soft bones versus hard bones, what bones are we discussing over here? Now, when you read these Rishonim over here, the first four Rishonim, about that not being Mechalik. But we're going to come along and mistarf these sheetahs over here. That means come along, the Ra'ah, he brings down the Rash, the Rosh, and says what? That you want to have the Bavli, Smach Ba'alma, Sim Ba'alma. He says, what do you mean? First of all, those are the words. Say Lav Dafka the Pelo. obviously he said, never learned Yeshiva Samir. I mean, the words are words, you know, every word, you have to tie job, but it says over here. He says, Chas v'shalom, say such a thing. Not only that, it points out, say lav dafka, this one means there's some man yom in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, either we count on someone of Isser, we don't count them at all. You're coming along and being mitzafik the heter, not like any sheet in the Gemara. There's no mandioma that way in the Gemara. Our Gemara is a choice. Don't count them, or count them with Isser. Came along, you and the Rosh, and the Rosh say, what, mitzafik them to heter? That's not even worked out, that's not even an option over here. How are you doing what you're doing over here? Then we come along the Rosh, and the Shach said the Rosh agrees that way. That depends on what bones we're discussing. To answer Yishalmi versus the Bavli. They want to answer again, either with the Ban Shita, the Bavli's Iker, we have the Yishalmi, the Rosh says the Yishalmi's Iker. Kamal, the Ron says no machlekes. They're discussing different bones. Our case is discussing soft bones. Soft bones, Thomas of Issam, it's after Issam. Soft bones. Allah looks inside, Moich inside. Masha Enki, the Yishalmi is talking about the Klippas of Agoizim, shells of knots. That's hard. Discussing case of hard bones, Echinami, that case, we won't be mitzaref. That's almost forget mitzaref to heter.
Within soft creepers.
Yeah, yeah, with the same thing. That's how he wants to answer. No stira, no machlokes, very simple. Hard versus soft over here. That's first again, those are the four malachim of the Shoinim with the Yisof of the fifth malach. Aloha, then we'll get to the Svaris, understand what's going on over here. Aloha, Maiso, first, again, the Shita that the Pashav HaSugyo, the Ramban, the Yishim in the Torah, that it's almost Isser, Mitzaref to Isser, is interesting. Our sugya is not put down on the page. That's not one of the options over here. Again, off the page, the Malbach passed it this way, the Ramban, but the Maisa is not put down. Somehow, our sugya got left out of the picture. How does Mechaber come along? He paskins like the Rosh and the Rash. Come along, paskin that some of Isser is not only Mitzaref to Isser, not Mitzaref to Isser, Mitzaref to Isser, he's most Mekaldik. That's the Mechaber went. The Peskachu brings down from Ria Levi, the Kalocha is not only that some is not Mitzaref to Isser, it's also Mitzaref to Isser, with again with the same two exclusions like the Rosh and the Rash. Number one, the Moich itself is accounted off to the Isser. And number two, this case is Dafka, when it fell in when it's raw. When it fell in first, something else got cooked by itself and then shrinks, as the Lachos obeys, they will say that some is Isser Mitzaref to Isser. Same call. That's the Mechaber. No, the Mechaber is very clear, does not make this chiluk, and the Ramah does not make this chiluk, they don't. That's the first time the Mechaber paskins. Come along, Ramah, the Ramah says, you write Medinoi, and therefore, we Samachal upon the Sheet of the Rosh and the Rash, but Mokum Hefsid. Mokum Hefsid, we Samachal upon it. Now, what does Hefsid mean? So, the way the Pirim Godim means, I'm sorry, the way the Pirim Godim means Chesakal, they say the word Hefsid means Hefsid Mubo. Again, as far as I understand, there's always this Hefsid Mubo, there's Hefsid and Hefsid Muad. I always said Hefsid means Hefsid. But somehow they came along to the Hefsid means Hefsid Rubo. What?
Remember the next step.
No, again, the Pashas, the word Hefsid is not Hefsid Rubo. They somehow said Hefsid meant Hefsid Rubo. Now, the Israel Amor in Torah's Chattis, in Klal Pehe, he says this halacha, he said, Avad mi dinari paskin le Rosh and the Rash. Someone's Isser means after Isser. Except, he says, Mokum Hefsid, the person that can be Mekel. But he said, Koshkin, in the case of Mim Beminoi, the halacha is only in case of a Dura Bonon, because Minatari is Bata Baroi, or only Shishim Dura Bonon, also we can make a Mekka Din. Therefore, the Pivlam, Sim Pei Vav says, what does the Ramah by us mean to be Mekka Mok Mehefzid? It means only by case Mim Sheloi Beminoi. But Mim Beminoi also you can be Mekka.
What is that?
The Pivlam, Sim Shat, the Ramah by Pivlam, Sim Pei Vav. That means it comes out, in the gate of the Ramah, we have two attempts of Samechal, it's Ikka Loch, the Machaber. Number one, the Mok Mehefzid. Number two, Mok Beminoi. Because Mim Beminoi, yeah, it's bottom of Minotaro, and the whole Shishim is up on it. We're not going to be Chayshish and something he holds bigger than his mother. Mashi Gimim Shlomi, it's in the race, so Mitzarev at some ways, only Mokhm Hefzid. However, come along with Ramon says further, Mikadin, Mitzal Chum or Lachatchilo, what to go do? He brings down the Ozu Roshito and said that Thomas of Isser, Shnat Mitzarev not to Isser, not to Eter. But what Thomas of Hatter is Mitzarev to Eter. That means the Chachil to be Choshev with the Urzuru. However, Midinoi, or Mibiminoi, or Mokm Hefzid, then to go like the Rash and the Rosh. The fourth Shita, the Shita of Ben Avram, again, is also not brought down on the page, unless you have the Chassam Seif in the bottom. And the Beis Yosef says, the Maisa, the Rishonim argue with it, but the Shulchan said we don't go like this, but the Maisa argue with this place, we do go like this. Look at the Pri Chodosh, the Pitaya, the Archaim HaKadosh, he comes as the Ikar Lachal like Ben Avram. That's the Ikar Lachal here. Some Sofer also in the page comes down, Rishapal Ben Avram Ben Asamol. He said, especially in the case of Basav Acholov, I think the reason why I said especially Basav Acholov, because then the Tavkit can direct to Kuli Amo. When Shari Surum, to Abona maybe with Sarah the Sheetas over here. There with the Yavon Adas, or the Dakir Shuva also, he says, Rishapal Ben Avram. Maisa again on the page does not seem to bring down the Shita. That means on the page of Alarf, we really have two main mouths from over here. We have a Rash the Rosh and Mekel Gamri, that's the Semachal Mokhme Hefsid, or the case of Ben Minoi. And we have the Masa, the Chachil to be Machma for the Urzuru. Building upon that now, is that we have an option again, what bones are we discussing over here? Are we discussing soft bones or discussing hard bones? That means when do we apply us practically, about the Chavim are discussing soft and hard. However, Kamlum, the Shach, he quotes the Bach and says, L'maisa, we have to worry about it over here, that what's the Lacha negate the Ra? The Ra says, the Lacha dafka by hard bones, not by soft bones to be Mekel. And therefore, Kamlum, the Shach, in the Bach, and says, we're going to pass from like the Ra and say the Lacha by hard bones, the L'maisa to be Machmer. Hard bones, the L'maisa over here, I'm sorry, soft bones, the L'maisa to be Machmer. That's a big look among the Sfarim, the Chas Yaakov, the Tri Chodosh, the Krasi, the Pahitiv, the Goyin, the Chavidas, the Ad Yehuda, come on, the Paiskin, Beik, the Paskin, Engel, the Hokel, and the Lochas, the right soft bones to be Machmer. Now, however, once we say that, come on, the Sfarim discuss, again,
Taz is quiet,
correct. We look at the Sfarim, they come on, the site to be Machmer, for the Rosh Hito, that soft bones always be Osir. Now, once we have that over here, let's discuss this, by soft bones to be Machmer. By hard bones, should we come on the Chokhmah Sadr, bring down all the Shitas, and says, when it's B'mokim Hefzid, you can be Mekel by hard bones. And we still mitzarif what's Halacha by hard bones. Or the way that Pirbunmi says over, B'mokim Hefzid Merubah can go against the Shach. That means B'mokim Hefzid, you'll still have the Ramah against the Mechaber. B'mokim Hefzid Merubah, you have it against the Shach. What really comes out? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
You know, everything has it. Ramah also has
Merubah. The Ramah
also has Merubah into the Mechaber.
That's the word we can make a living. Yeah. But the words that I'm on, where the Chachmazadim says over, he said over on the Mokhm Hefzid. Which just comes down, we said, Allah, what should be, again, we have soft bones, we have hard bones. Negate the soft bones, the Maestro, we are Machmer, unless it's Hefzid Mubo. But it says the Prim Godim, if it's Mimbe Minoi, the Mitzad also, the Yishuv Yilus Mechalakal. In Ligoboy, I think it's Lashon Oksas, in Gorinboy. By hard bones, the loch is also we're gonna be machmer, unless it's been mokum hefsid. That's what I'm saying, mimbe minoi. That comes out in the loch on the page.
Soft bones have had
okay. Soft bones, we are machmer.
Machmer halvide.
Except hefsid mubah.
I'm saying halvide. Even soft bones have had to not be mistarf.
No. Soft bones have had to. No. Isser, right. Isser. We machmer is mistarf to Isser. Let Pashva Sugya Isra means our Sugya saying Heter Isra the Isra. So Vladi, that's what I was saying. So Heter Vladi Mitzav to Heter. The only thing we have the Isra Shubha, you can say that we Machmer and say the Isra Mitzav to Isra, unless Hefzim Ubo, and Ulai Zitzadam and Mabinoi, because only Jabonim. By hard bones, the Locha is, Ramah says to be Choshish, the Chathil for the Ozru by hard bones. I mean, we chayish all shitas from say. How Mokhm Hefzid he can't be Mekel, in case of Mimbe Minoi also can't be Mekel. Now, what's the Sfaris over here? Sfaris sound like Rashi. It grows here as Mimbe Minoi. What? No, one we are Rakhlis, we Mokhm Hefzid Mubo. And Koshis, again, it's making a different level, it's going to be Makhmer, the Ramal, the Azurua, make a parvo, not really make it Isser, make it Azurua Shito, to make it parvo, not to mitzav to Isser, it means to drop different. That was clear, right? By the Raklis, where Makhmer Isser for Isser, unless it's Mokim Hefzid, by the Koshis, we have Makhmer, the Isser is nothing, it's parvo, unless it's Mokim Hefzid, parvo.
And Mokim Hefzid means.
Whatever has to be, has to be. Now, what's the Sfaris over here? I mean, the obvious question over here is that how in the world can one, she say, the Thomas are Mitzav to Issa, the Mitzav to Heter, how can they be Mitzav both ways? When? No. So, really, Pim Gonim, he's Marach over here. And everyone, I'm sure, had time to read it. So, what exactly is Sfaris over here? He said, don't come on all the Sfaris. What's the idea over here? So, first, let's take the rational Rosh. Really, we have two questions according to them. First of all, that Thomas of Issa, Thomas of Chazan, number one, why it's not Matzav to Isser. Number two, why it's Matzav to Eter. Fucking Moshok. If it doesn't count, it doesn't count. How do you get not Matzav to Isser yet Matzav to Eter? The first question, how's it not Matzav to Isser? It's bones of Chazer. So the Pirim Gam sets up very simple. There are two ways to understand. First, the Metzias over here, and then to understand the lumpness behind it. One, he brings down the pre-show, the Magi in the pre-show, that says, in the bones, these abdomens have no lachlufus inside. Nothing inside. So what's coming out? Nothing. So why not Mitzarev to Isser? Very simple. There is no Isser to Mitzarev. There's no Tam coming out. No Isser coming out. No lachlufus. Allah. The Taz says not the way. Kamung, they point out, says the Taz, there is lachlufus inside. I.e., so what's Pshat over here? So the two ways to say over what's Pshat is when there is Lach Luchas. Again, you have one option, no Lach Luchas. Say it, now I can answer it. Another option, there is Lach Luchas inside the bones of the Isser. The Kamal Vitaz, he wants a Taino that since the bones are not Bar Chilo, therefore the Lach Luchas inside are not called Isser. And not literally get a Visser. Something they cannot eat, now where Lach Chilo is not Isser. No Isser over here. So there is Lach Luchas, that's not Isser. Or different Nusach, how the Chavdas be down in the crazy, is Be'etzem. There's lachluchis. Lachluchis can be ulcer. Except, he is the kasha, the Rashi is the kasha. We have a mishnah of Gov and Beis that Gidim have a bayab noisim tam. The Gemara, a couple blot later, say we paskin in Gidim noisim tam. In fact, the Rashi, they give tam or they don't give tam. What is going on over here? What's he said the machlekes? Says the Chavadas, he said the machlekes is there's a little bit of tam. It's tam kolish. Tam kolish count or not? That's your Shiloh. One man who said it does count, the other one said it doesn't count. Gain the idea of not by not, does it count or not? It's Tam Kolosh over here. The other one's Taino, a lot of these bones have Tam, Lachluchis. But it's very Shvach. Very, very Shvach. It cannot affect other things. There's no Koyach to it. It's very Kolosh. That means there's a way to say over the bones, can't decide Lachluchis. But there are two ways behind the way to answer it. Either Lachluchis are not also the Taz, or there are also the crazy, Havadas, except it cannot. Ask something else is Tam Kolosh. Let's figure why it's not awesome. Okay? That's the Swarish way. I have Mitzav Tatu now. Let's get the other way. So come along the Pre-Modem explains, according to the Pre-Show, what's the case over here? There's no Lach Luchas over here, Magi over here. It's very simple. No Lach Luchas, nothing come out. But it can go into the bones. Tam can go inside the bones. Mispash B'Shovah goes inside everything. So the Chokhmah Zod is very simple. Mispash inside. There's no time to ask it, but get time inside. And the Pitoy speaks out, it'll go in, and it doesn't come out. It'll go in, it won't come out. There's no point to come out. You could ask, ice goes in, it goes out. No, go in, it won't come out. It's very simple. Why are we not counting it? There's no blias of Issan Olach Luchas, and it can take inside of it things. It could be belay things. Not being playless, being belay. That's one way. Or another way to say it over, a little bit different, is that effectively in God, if that's so, obvious question is, what about the Kedir also? Take a pot with Mitzav to the pot. Come on, the Mechab over in Sifal, it says, but the Kedir is not Mitzav, not this and not that. Wait, that somebody points to the pre-show, has no lachluchas inside. And we've been sarfit for what? Against this, or so let's be Mitzav the pot also. What's the meaning that somebody has no juice inside? Which pot have no juice inside? What's going on over here? What's Peshad over here? So there are two ways to answer this, brings down the Pirim Gadol. Either brings down from the pre-show, a mahalach, that pots are possible to have bleis inside. They can. They're severe. They have bleis inside. They have bleis of Isser. Not they're empty. Not like bones are always empty. Shaykh. Sometimes they're a kli chadosh. Loi plug. We're not going to count the pots. Loi plug. Yeah, but it's right. But since it's shaykh to be molei, and it has bleis here, shaykh, we're not going to count pots. Loi plug. Interesting idea. Another way he says over to answer at Somas, you always have, they never have, until let's say one chance you're cooking them again. It just doesn't happen. Somas are naturally not. The pots naturally have bleas, and the bones usually naturally do not have bleas. Once in a while you might have a bone with bleas, once in a while you might have a pot with no bleas. But that's pots are made for bleas, and bones are not made for bleas. Another way he says over is that when you have the pot only has water inside, not outside, on the other side. Therefore, it's not going to go through the pot because it's not surrounded by all ends. Lashing of the bones inside, surrounded by liquid at all ends, therefore go through. He does say they're not all pilot. He does say not all belay. So he's discussing pilot, you're discussing He's discussing the Pesach Tshuva, and I think we're probably discussing about it. We always say this Bash B'Shova. Now the question with that is he said, if so, you take a metal spoon, you drop it inside, let's be Balea. Like that's always. He said, Echanami. Echanami. The only reason why the pattern not going to be Mitzarev is because there's only inside, not the outside. According to this Malach, you drop a spoon inside, Mitzarev the spoon. That's the coin of one of the Prishon, that there's no Lachlukas over here. According to Taz, it's very simple. The Taz, they point out, Prima Gold says, there is Lachlukas, but Lachlukas is not also. If Lachlukas is not also, it's very simple over here. Why the Maisa is it going to be not Mitzarev Tesser? Because not also. Why Mitzarev Tesser? Because Motor, not also. It says not really Lachil over here. And so the people go, for this reason, it's very good why Kedera is not being Mitzarev. Kedera has no Lachlukas inside. That's why Mitzarev Tesser. First, so number one, we explain the first of Pshat in the Rash, the Rosh, why not Mitzarev Tesser, Mitzarev Tesser.
Why the Lachlukas are the top of Lachil?
The bones are not really chila, and you could say now the chlukas is an extension of the bones. But not really chila. No, it sounds like it's part of the bone. That's the core what he's saying over here. Yeah, there are others who disagree with Hadassah and seem to be masking with that idea. That's another way to understand the same pshat. Now, that's good, very good according to the Rash and the Rosh. What about not according to the Ozruah, the one being Zambi Choshit, to make it not be Mitzarev, not this and not that, it's like Monoshach. It's almost fair to Mitzarev Tesser, that means you do take into account. But some of the visser, not this and not that term. Why is that so? So as far as I see, the Baruch 7 different malachim floating around over here, how to explain Peshat Azura, not to say all of them, there's a couple of them. First, the Prim Gadol, when he is his kasher, starts with Mishpah Zavi, is kasher, I don't know. Doesn't know. It says, the Dasi says, maybe I'll tell you Peshat. Ulai, because the Lachin says, base, if you cook it first, then the bones are also. Therefore, a Gezerah Otis of base, we're not going to count on some of the visser. I can count it because maybe Echnam is a bayah. In fact, about the Shulchan Avi's question, so if you make Gedeah to the base, and that's Thomas of Isser, Mitzav to Isser, how can you make a parable? So you tell me why it's not Mitzav to Heter, Thomas of Isser. It's to the base. But make the Gedeah, let's make the Gedeah, they shouldn't Mitzav to Isser. That's a Kashan of Pim Godem. That's why Mechuei wrote Ulai to answer this Malach. The way I have the Chavdas, he wants a Taino. Interesting idea. He wants a Taino of Lachlukas Lashitosoi, is Betzim Osser, but it's Tam Kolosh. So one side, it's not enough of Lachlukas to answer, but it's not enough to Mitzarev to matter, because Be'etzim it's also. It's a Tam culture, it's Mamash, it's Isser. Except not enough to affect other things, but itself a Mitzarev is also. That's how he says over, I'm not clear how to say it over correctly, that's his words over here. Another way, if one is feeling sadik on the page, you want Tainik is able, we have a case of Moyer Kulbir. The easiest way I found saying over is that there's a Chaim Kineski in Der Chamun and Shumas Pek Gimel. He is from the chat over here. He's going to the Rambam. And I think by the Shulchan, they're both saying the same halach. By the Shulchan himself, Chaim Kineski. Chaim going to the Rambam says, Alocha by Pselus of Shumo, the Alocha is, we're not going to start it, not to Kulin, and not to Shumo. In fact, the Ravid, why? He shall me. Klibus of a Shumo is Mitzarev, the case of Hatter. In fact, the Rambam and the Rambam, what up the Chaim Kineski? Why is not Mitzarev either way? That means it sounds like the Rambam is doing to Azura, that Pselus of Shumo is not Mitzarev, not to Kulin, not to Shumo. The question is why? Point out the Chaim, you cannot say the truth from the Prima Gadol now, or the truth of the Chavadas. They're all discussing case of Taimim. Tam, Nois and Tam, this Tam, that Tam. All these Svar discussing Svar and Tam. But the case of Chum, we're discussing nothing Tam. We're talking about the idea of Teruvis and Bittul of Mayo. So all these ideas and Svar that we're discussing is very hard to apply. We're discussing the Sukh of Chum and the Yishami. There's no Tam in the Shami. No matter how to be Tzarefet, to be Mala, in 100, Yavish B'Yavish. Not discussing cooking, discussing cases of Yavish B'Yavish. Diva says, Reb Chaim, and again the Bade, says the same Yisoyed, Bade Shulchan, is that the time is that you take a Tzomas of Isser, Chazer, and you Tzarefet to Heter, go try that on the person. Yeah, let's say we have 50. Oh, we have bones of Chazer, we have less of it. You say that over to the Moinam, is like, you're like, yeah, right. Uh-huh, exactly. And what they end up doing, yeah, 50 is enough. And they'll come along and start 50. We know it's not really 60, but 40. And the Moin Am does not really understand the lumdus behind it. Even the Shenva have a hard time with it. And therefore, Lita Zilzel, and we make in the Shurim over here, Mavata, the Shurim over here, will come along and not understand. So Mitzarev really, it's almost of Isser, it's Mitzarev to Heter, it's almost of Heter, Heter to the Seder, but it's almost Isser really powerful. Leave it out of the equation. We don't take an equation. Because it won't go over well, and there's a chok over here, and people won't understand it. Now, you could ask me, if so, what's halacha on Simon Tzadachas Tes, Isser Mevatel Isser? That's a good kasha. Somehow people don't understand that one either. And that's the Achareim to leave it off being two time and two some nice is mutter. Fine to or kasha to machalik. But nice to get to us, it's silly is a good svar here that the moin am, you tell them that someone's a chazim, it's arif to heter, it doesn't go over well, and I think you mean mazal and shi'ur, and then they'll be mazal and shi'ur.
Alright,
that goes away. No, the truma one. Yeah. No, they won't. The Ram thing, no. The Ram thing that sells a truma, no. You going on the, I assume Truman all over the same thing. I'm assuming. Not sure what the Rambas means. Fine, let's add kind of what says on the page. Building off what says on the page, the Kamal was discussing now the bleas coming out of that Thomas. The time coming out of that Thomas. What about a Thomas? Can you eat bones? Can you eat bones? Bones of Isser can you eat? Can you take them and eat them? Grind them up, make a relish, and eat bones? The question really leads to the case of gelatin. Or you can discuss biting your nails, can you eat your nails? Eating people's teeth somehow, you know. I think you said over the story of me already one time. So the question is, you know, I said over the story?
Nowadays they grow meat.
Very chashuva, some car of mine, my father. So he I once watched him walk into the kitchen, he picked up a piece of garlic, he ate it, and he chewed it, and he's like, very crunchy, tells me. My twin sister walked in and said, Tati, where's my tooth? Yeah, food for thought, as they say. So the question is, can you eat bones? Is it mutter? Is it also over here?
They grow meat from bones nowadays. In the lab, they take cells from a bone and they grow meat.
I'm still asking, can you eat bones?
Same besides, meaning this meat is coming from the bone. So if you eat the bone, why can't you eat the meat that grew from the bone?
I hear what you're saying.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, I hear. I said I hear. Now first, the first gelatin, the first, the Metzias.
You got the Kasher pork.
Stem research.
To discuss gelatin, we have to discuss first the bones. So first, the Metzias and gelatin, there are numerous ones in the market right now. There's fish gelatin, it's made from meat, it's made from skin, made from bones. Balavine, the balavine is cow, or chazin, made from all these different things. So most of the time it's made from bones, and Bikwa and the Chuvas are discussing it from the case of bones. So let's go with the assumption. It's made from first some bones. Let's go with that, and we'll see. Today, not that simple. But first, what the Chuvas are discussing is made from bones. The first question they're discussing is really, are bones allowed to eat? That is the question that comes out every Chuvas starts off. Are bones straight or not? The big name that there's a Rambam in Paratalis and Chalos Yisur is discussing someone eats the Velas and Trafis, whether it's Min Ar, Min Atzomis, from Min Gidim, Min Akarnaim, from their skin, from the nails, from the horns, cloth from the hoofs, anything in the tzopanayim, all these halachas, apishu osir potter. Ram says osir to do it, but you still your potter if you're going to go eat it. Osir potter. So the first has an argument how to read the Rambam. First pshan the Rambam. Ram says that someone's eating the bone itself is osir. So what level of this is over here is it? It's causing is the right, so is the Rambam. Why is it potter? Ram says because not eating it any royal achila. But let's say it was royal achila. A bone's bad to osir. So Moshe is true about when discussing gelatin. He writes Yodei Chalik Beis. He writes he's not sure Pshat the Rambam. Does it mean it's the Raisa? It's the Rabbanon. If it's Royal Achila, Avad and it's not Royal Achila, it's only the Rabbanon. But what's Royal Achila, he's not sure.
So once you make it Royal Achila, become more awesome.
Maybe, yeah. The way the Bala Shulchan, when he starts with the over here of Korn Aleph and Tzadik Tes, he brings down the Loch of Adi cannot eat bones. Why the Rambam? It's Isser. And what Isser? He quotes the Slach only is the Rabbanon. Eating bones only is the Rabbanon. Baron Cutler and Chuba goes in bones only is the Rabbanon. Sada Shlishi, come laser silver, he do his Chuba also gelatin. He writes, Chas to say that idea about the Rambam saying is it deraisa. Is deraisa. And Fisher's Chuba about is deraisa, the Shalmei Simcha, the base manager over here, the same doctor of Simcha Elberg, here's a Chuba about it. He also writes is deraisa. So first, in the Rambam, it says also on the Rambam Shita, Shail, what level is we discussing? The Rabbanon, the Raiso, which is the subject, which one it is. Atzal HaShani, there's a place they point out, Avodzod of Samach Tes, he's discussing how in the world do we ever have honey from Devarim. The Maisa, their bees go inside the honey, they come out sometimes missing their legs. So you'll have time with legs inside the honey, and then all the time it dissolves and becomes part of the honey over here. So different ways of answering it. The way our Tesis answers it, you know why? The legs? Atzamas ba'almaninu, mutarim, only bones of the mice and water, ma baya. Again, the other ways that we shouldn't answer, but Taisa says, no, Bones are mortuary, right? So why is it stomach?
So why do you have to come out of the body?
Others say brittle. Others say that. I said that. There are other ways of answering it. But Tosis answers why? Atzamas amotar. That Tosis territory. The Chochmah Sodom by us, but it means on the Salach and Klan and Beis. He says we have the Tzamas over here. She'im meim machluchas mutzim. Why? Because they're etzim ba'amu. They're mutzim like bones. The Chochmah Sodom is saying bones are nicer. You're allowed to eat. And therefore the Achiezer says bones are mutzim to eat. The Bi'oimah says bones are mutzim to eat. Now, they point out, you want to bring your wife from Beit HaShimshim.
That's the
Thursday.
It's Thursday? What time is it?
I don't know.
We're in the 10:30, right?
10:30 or 10:15?
10:15? Yeah, we'll try.
No, 10:15?
So I'll try. So, come on the...
That's Rambam.
No, so we'll get to the Rambam. So first, those were Michael. Now, bring your wife from Beit HaShimshim. Come on, we made a shimshim, and the Rashi point out to them there's no right. They're only discussing the bleatus, but not the bone itself. Meister, first to go back to the Rambam, that those being on the Rambam, that's also there for gelt, there's also with iron, with moisture, with silver, there's no Meister, it's also. Come on, Lachiezer, and the Cheskel Bamke, the Shuba about it, went on to Sliezer, you make him want to be Michael. He tied us, what do you mean? The Rambam's discussing about soft bones, not hard bones. Soft. Soft Meister, also. Hard bones, the Meister, water. If they eat teeth, that mice is mutter. Eat your nails, and want to stomach and try to ask him, you don't eat a person's nails. Want to know if soft bones, hard bones. So, stomach, ask him, can you eat a person's nails? He told me, why, you're hungry? Come to the house, I'll feed you. Like, no, can you eat a person's nails? Like, you look skinny, come. Went off a couple of minutes, and he tried to come to his house and go give him food. He'd come to, I should go to his house, he wanted to feed me. Mice, he wanted to answer me the question. But mice, the old one answered the Rambam. So my heart, soft bones. That means first, in the Rambam, the number one, shall drop under the Isa. Number two is talking about hard bones or soft bones, won't be to get gelatin. Number three, those say we don't pass like the Rambam. Says the Bi'omer. Taisa argues, others disagree. We go down like the Rambam. Lachal Maiso, first, the get gelatin, we really have three separate sugars to get to gelatin, but it could be maturate. One was our sugar, maybe that's almost a mutter, and that's Pashas of the Taz. The Pashas they point out, read the Taz for us, the Kabbadat for us, Kabchaim Boss is saying that's almost a mutter. That's the Pashas. There's the other sugya upon Chodoshes, the sugya Mosk, the sugya Nulun Archaim, Reshid Zayin, the Ben Yoino, and the Rosh over there. The third sugya, the Enepay Zayin, that anything that are dried out, maybe it's also more to an example, your baseball glove that you chew, that's pigskin. Mice is Enepay Zayin, mice is mutter, or you have your leather yamko, you touch food, no bay, all this dried out already. Those are three sugyas that come to be matter from the Mice, Kiduo, the Chandish, the Chandish Maisa is Machmer, Markolo has Shuva is Machmer, Leda Silva is Machmer, Moshe is Machmer, Dain Weiss Machmer, Mitchisitzchok, he writes, Roy Minya Binne Gdola Torah Machmer, Mnashtik Loin, Roy Poisim Maisa Machmer, tell us, Shani, the Achiezer says, it's Mutter, and we know the Achiezer, the Yosef Meister, Shalma Simcha, Simcha Elberg, he makes what's Hainan's Mutter, Chesla Balki says, Medina should be Mutter, Gams, the Elm does not seem to follow the way, Yabi Yashu also tells the Kachuva, he wants to make it say it's Mutter, except he points out today they make it out from fresh meat. Mitzias they love dafka is the same mitzias is they might be different. Maisa of the kashrus organizations what they go do. Maisa they get to what the organizations do. The OU says a vado mach 100%. We give a din treif vaday. However, the rabbanut Maisa is brought down. They hold this mutter. That means people eat rabbanut, eat marshmallows. It could be according to Yohan Haga might be treif mamish over here. Now gum bazooka gum might be a drop different. Kramik wants a tiny because it's only your mouth. So maybe you have that too. And Simon Tadachas, he says, what do you want to tie this? There's no tam over here. What do you want to tie this? Maybe it's Sulfik. Sulfik of the Taz with Simon Tadachas. So gum, bazooka gum is a big tumul, how to apply it, what to go do. But in general, the Maisa, the good organizations, the Machma, the others, when you make a lot of one of the issues over here is this issue. Now, in the get to gelatin, you can discuss gel caps. That'll be sugar Akshwe, will lead to Simon Kuf Gimel. We'll get to the gel caps to get to medicine. They're still going to get to Zakono, if you're Machmer with these things of fish and meat, you could die with. By Bez Hashem, on Sunday, if it's possible, we'll give Chabur on Sunday about Siv Dalad. If not, we'll give a Sunday Chabur on Monday. Siv Gimel, I'll explain Bez Hashem the next Chabur.